Welcome. I'm Christina Michelle, inviting you to join me for Culture Rich Conversations, an ongoing feature of Juno Afternoon. This week, we're discussing finding the joy this holiday season. My guests today are close to my heart, and you know them as well. Miss Sherry Patterson, my mother, and Mr. Michael Patterson, my brother, are joining me, and I'm excited to talk to them. As we approach the holidays, we're going to shift gears and talk about getting into the spirit, despite the many challenges our world is facing. We'll talk about what helps my guests find holiday joy, as well as what they are personally celebrating as we head into Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. From KTOO in Juneau, this is Culture Rich Conversations.
Culture Rich Conversations is made possible by a grant from the Social Justice Fund Grant Program of the Alaska Community Foundation.
Culture Rich Conversations on Juno Afternoon is sponsored in part by Mark Stofa and Sarah Hannon of the Alaska Wild Salmon Company, delivering fresh salmon to Juno homes since 2006. Learn more at goodsalmon.com or 907-321-4997.
The Black Awareness Association would like to take a moment to recognize that Culture Rich Conversations is broadcast from Thlinkit Ani. We acknowledge those families who made use of this land and waterways for thousands of years and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and future generations. Gunalshchish, thank you.
You're listening to Culture Rich. Culture Rich.
Welcome to Culture Rich Conversations. I'm Christina Michelle. Today I'm joined by two very special guests, and I'm excited to have them here in the studio with me. I'm so happy to welcome my mom, Sherry Patterson, and my brother, Michael Patterson. Thank you both so much for taking the time to be here and spend this hour with me. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to be here today.
Well, with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's being right around the corner, the holiday season can be a little bit difficult to get into for some people. It's not always easy to get into a festive mindset, and so I am excited that we're going to talk today about what helps you to get prepared for the holidays as we approach the end of the year and prepare to celebrate with our families and friends. So let's get started. What do you find that you enjoy most about Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year? And Sherry, Mom, I'll start with you.
Well, I don't like to clump them all into one.
Okay.
Okay.
Explain to us why.
Well, they're all different.
Okay.
We celebrate them for different reasons. And, you know, we have to throw Kwanzaa in there also because there are some that celebrate that. But Thanksgiving, we come together to with a heart full of thankfulness. You know, you think about all of the things that might be wrong in the world, in your life, and then you have to stop and say, listen, it's not all bad. I'm grateful for a home that I have. I'm grateful for a bed that I get to sleep in every night. I'm grateful that I can go to my kitchen and pull out a pot and cook something to eat. I'm grateful that I can grab my keys and get in my car and go where I need to go when I need to go. I'm grateful that I have employment, that I can get a paycheck every once in a while. I'm grateful that I have clothes and shoes on my feet. And for so many other things, for family and friends. And there are so many people that can't say that. I'm like the old people used to say, I'm clothed in my right mind. I'm sane, you know.
Yes.
And there are so many people that can't say that. And so Thanksgiving for me is just a time to reflect on all of the good in my life, in the world. And then we have new Christmas coming up, and I am thankful because we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, in whom I believe in. And he came to bring joy, peace, hope to a lost world. And I'd love that concept. It's just a time of joy, a time of hope, a time of love, a time of peace. We just set that aside. You know, it would be nice if we could stay there all year long, but we know that's unrealistic. But we take a few hours, a couple days during this season and say, wow, I'm blessed. I'm just blessed to be here. And then New Year's, you know, another chance to start over.
Yeah.
Just to start over. Yeah. And for those who celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, take that time between the 26th and, you know, the end of the year and do that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for those who may not be familiar with Kwanzaa, it is a week-long celebration that honors Black history and culture. And it celebrates seven values in African culture, and they're unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. And so there's a different theme for each day of Kwanzaa. It's celebrated between the 26th and the 1st. And many in the African-American culture in the United States celebrate it. So, Michael.
Yes.
We'll hear from you about your thoughts about the holidays and what do you enjoy most, which one is your favorite, etc.
My favorite, without question, is Thanksgiving, because I like to eat.
Okay.
There you go. No. Christmas is good, you know, presents and all that stuff. It's shifted for me recently since I now have a family. So as being the recipient is great, but now you're the giver. And it's seeing the little faces, seeing the kids' little faces on Christmas when you really hit the gift that they wanted. And, yeah, there's nothing like it. And so, so for that purpose, not to mention the lights, Christmas actually takes it, but Thanksgiving's a close second. And New Year's, I typically take that day to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of going up before then. So, you know, you're running around getting gifts and going to dinner parties and all this stuff. And so by the time New Year's comes around, that New Year's does come, you got an extra day or two and kind of roll into the New Year rested. So.
All right. Well, I agree. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite out of the three, or New Year's, because I like the turn of the calendar page into another chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I also like setting a new intention for the year, and we actually did an episode on the word of the year, picking a word of the year. We might do that again, but basically talking about setting intentions versus making resolutions and how intentions address who you intend to be as a person versus a resolution often focuses on a behavior or you know, something that you want to do versus a way that we want to be. And so, yeah, I really love New Year's and deciding who and how I want to be for the coming year. So,
okay.
Yeah, so let's talk about the pandemic a little bit and how that changed how our family celebrated the holidays, if at all. So can we think back to pre-pandemic? What were some of our traditions and things that we did, and then have they changed since 2020?
I recall 2020, and I was scared. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen families get together, and then you hear again the whole family died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was vaccinations
yeah.
or anything at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing combating the virus, and families were still celebrating together, and then, you know, and I didn't want that to happen to my family. So if you guys remember, we didn't get together at Thanksgiving in 2020.
No, we didn't. And what we did was we cooked
and we went to each other's doors and exchanged food, and then we got together on Zoom and ate.
We prayed
and decided to go for Christmas. Scared,
yeah.
But we did. Thank God he saved us.
Yeah.
And covered us. And it was just a different time.
Yeah.
And how our traditions, they haven't changed much at all. We still, you know, put up the lights and the Christmas trees and the decorations and buy all the gifts. And like Michael said, you know, the gifts that the kids want and see in their eyes and their expressions. And I remember even last year, I gave the kids cash in their card. And our little Michaela, who is five, she was four at the time, and she opened up her card. I think she had a $50 bill or something in it. And she said, "Oh, I got $5. And and I love that innocence. And she was grateful to have her $5, you know. But, you know, those kinds of traditions, the food that we eat, you know, the gumbo, the Christmas gumbo, and yeah, just all of that, just family coming over and just spending time together. I mean, I can't really say that we're into the Christmas football games or the Christmas basketball games.
We are.
Okay, we are. The TV do be on. Just being together and just enjoying each other and just loving on each other and just being thankful for each other during these times and just grateful for each other.
Yeah. Yes. So how early do we start planning for Thanksgiving?
How early?
Yeah, it's actually, you know.
Yeah, it's next week.
It's next week.
Yeah, yeah.
We just started now, we're late.
Yeah, we're late if we haven't even started yet. And I must say, Kelly and I have not talked yet, so.
Oh, she left you in the dust, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife definitely starts pretty much in October. She's actually trying to figure out if she wants to go start planning and doing it the whole month of October for fall and then kind of changing it gradually into Thanksgiving. But, yeah, she starts decorating in October. She has a nice little fall spread. Every year she sets the table beautifully of something just fantastic that I didn't think I would ever care about.
But now I look
forward to it. Yeah.
Yes.
It's great. And then Christmas, she adores Christmas. And fortunately, I fell in love with lights. I'm always trying to get there really early and then start trying to put them up, especially about the time she starts doing the house. So, yeah, as far as the food goes, that's between you guys. I don't know. I just eat.
And, Mom, can you talk to us about how you plan for Christmas? Because I know you have a couple tricks up your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what might they be in terms of early Christmas shopping?
Oh, I start shopping a long time ago. I do. I love giving. And I'm not almost done, but I've certainly put a big dent in it. I'll just say that. And I love to shop. I love to give to those that are in my world and those that touch me. There are some people outside our family and our group that I like to bless also at this time. And it's just a time of giving, you know, giving back and blessing people, you know, like the barista at the, you know, coffee stand, you know, leaving $20 and paying for a couple people behind you, maybe paying for someone that is in front of you or behind you at the grocery store. And, you know, just giving and just sharing the love that is in our hearts during this time, and I would say the love of that Jesus brings during this time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and something that's really cool that we're doing this year in our family is something in honor of our grandmother, who just recently passed, Shirley Mae Patterson, and she passed last month.
In Anchorage.
In Anchorage. And she was the First Lady of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church. Our grandfather pastored for
almost 50 years.
Decades. And then Grandma passed away unexpectedly, and we, in her honor, and because she was such a generous giving person, our family is giving away Thanksgiving dinner in Anchorage for 300 families. So that's pretty amazing. And also, that's something that we're sharing. We've shared on Facebook in our family. And we're sharing with our community. So if you know anybody who lives in Anchorage, then you can let them know that Thanksgiving meal will be served at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep, for 300 families.
For 300 families.
Yeah.
So,
So love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's amazing. Yeah, so let's talk about how we kind of get into the spirit despite what feels like extra tasks. So Michael, you had, you know, already mentioned how it gets busier around the holidays, and so then you kind of like take the New Year's Day to crash and catch up on your rest. But with the shopping and with the planning and the meal prep and, you know, deciding how and who we're going to entertain and all of that, are there any things that help you to stay, I guess, still cheery, not be bah humbug as you plan to be happy for Christmas?
I don't plan to be happy. It kind of works out that way. Ups and downs for the most part. Typically does. I'd say, honestly, around this time, because it's so cold outside, and as Mom mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people that don't have, and so I'll put blankets in the back of my car and come down here and just give them out. And actually, this is the first time I've actually mentioned it really alive like this, like, because it's not about anybody, like, no one like that. Like, it's just, it's cold.
Right.
And, you know, people want cash, it's nice, all that stuff, but, like, legitimately, like, somebody could use a blanket. They could use some hand warmers. They could use stuff like that. And so that's what it is. I try to take my son with me because I kind of want him to see. And we just kind of cruise around. It's some people are receptive. Most people are receptive. Some people aren't. One year we went around giving out. We had a plethora of fruit. So we went around giving out a bunch of oranges and apples and stuff like that as well. And it was in the middle of COVID, actually. And so I think that's what made me the happiest, was because I feel like the homeless community is obviously underserved. They're not really thought about as much except for the holidays. And then when the pandemic comes around, it's like, whew. And so we kind of went there. We were safe, but just let you know that people are still thinking about you. And that makes me happy. That makes me legitimately happy. That puts me in a Christmas mood. It feels like Christmas. And it feels like the holidays. You just want to make somebody, give somebody else some joy. And what better than to give of yourself like that? So, yeah, that's how I do it.
Well, let's talk about food again. Okay. So, Mom, I'll ask you, what are some of your favorite things to cook and or bake? I wish Kelly was here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kelly's my sister-in-law, Michael's wife, and I wish that Kelly could tell us some of her favorite things to bake, because she is a phenomenal baker.
She is. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been gaining like 35 pounds since you married.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, Mom, if you can tell us your favorite things to cook and bake, and Michael, if you can tell us your favorite things to eat.
I'm a cook. I love to cook, not necessarily bake. But I have baked in the past. Up to 25 sweet potato pies.
Why did you bake 25 sweet potato pies?
And I would take a couple days to do it. And I would sell them sometimes and give the money away.
Okay.
But the last few years that I did this, and I haven't done it in a few, I just went around to different people's homes and just gave them the sweet potato pies, and some still remind me, hey, we haven't gotten a sweet potato pie in a while.
You started something people want you to
continue. Exactly, that's right. So besides the sweet potato pies, I have I love doing peach cobbler. And I love doing blackberry cobbler. I love fig pie. And that is all from my childhood where my mom used to do all this stuff. And unfortunately, I did not continue her traditions of, you know, baking in the way that she did. But she also cooked, and she cooked a lot of things like dirty rice. I'm from Louisiana originally, y'all. And so when I say the gumbo and the dirty rice and the boudin and all this other stuff, we did all that as a kid. And I tried to bring some of those traditions over to my family. But unfortunately, I just don't cook all those dishes. But one that has stayed and remained is Christmas gumbo. And I do gumbo maybe two or three times a year. But the biggest one is during Christmas, where you spend a whole lot of cash to get that gumbo just right. And I am blessed that Grandpa just told me that I could have Grandma's gumbo pot.
Uh-oh.
And
so now we're feeding 50.
And
now, okay. That thing is enormous.
So I get to inherit the gumbo, the Patterson gumbo pot, and that's an honor. That's quite an honor.
Well, if you're just joining us on Culture Rich Conversations, I'm Christina Michelle, and I've been speaking with my mom, Miss Sherry Patterson, and my brother, Michael Patterson, about what we're all doing to find the joy as we approach the holiday season. There's so much more to talk about, so after a short break, we'll be right back.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Welcome back to Culture Rich Conversations. I'm Christina Michelle. This afternoon, my guests and I are discussing what we're doing to find the joy this holiday season. For many people, it can be a challenge with everything going on in the world. But finding the joy as the holidays approach is possible. Let's jump back into the conversation. I want to talk about songs. And Mom, you're very well known here in our community and beyond for your singing ability, which I wish I had even an ounce of, but...
You have an ounce.
I have... Oh, thank you. I have about an ounce.
Yeah, ounce and a half.
We'll say that. But can you tell us if there are any songs that come to mind that are special to you during the holiday season?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the traditional ones, okay. You know, the traditional Silent Night, Joy to the World. Let's see. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, you know, especially with the young kids around Jingle Bells, all of those. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you know, that list, and it goes on and on and on. And I do have commitments during this season, and I love doing sets for Christmas and during this holiday season. I remember when, I don't know if you guys remember or not, but we used to, when you guys were kids, we would knock at our friend's door and sing a song to them. That was our gift to them. Do you guys remember that?
Are you kidding me?
Do you guys remember
how embarrassing that?
That
was? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Have
all
to
right.
Walk up to these houses and stand there and lip sync while you and we said, hum, hum, and you sing.
Yeah. So that was one of the things we did when you guys were kids, and I enjoyed it. We do it every Christmas morning. And our friends love it. And that was our family's gift to our friends. Singing is a part of me. It's what I love, and I love sharing it with others, with my community. Matter of fact, I'll be doing some singing on the 13th.
Okay, and where will you be singing?
At the Governor's.
At the Governor's Mansion. Mm-hmm. Okay, all yep. right, awesome.
That's one of the places I'll be during this holiday.
Okay. Is that the annual
Open house?
Open house. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Do you know the time?
5:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 5:30 on the 13th. If you want to hear my mother and vocalist extraordinaire, Sherry Patterson, sing at the Governor's Mansion. So what about activities? So we talked about the singing. But I'm thinking about traditions and things that we around Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. I know one thing that comes to mind is when, and we still do, I think, open Christmas presents on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Or open one present.
One present. Yeah. The night before. Yeah. And
watch
that's
a Christmas
always,
story.
Yep. Watch a Christmas story.
Watch a Christmas story.
Well, all.
Yeah,
all,
for 3 or 4
yeah,
days in a row.
Put it on and let it play
all day long
for 24 hours a day.
Yep.
Absolutely love that. Started at my house as well. We did that for the first time last year.
Yeah.
And put it on. My daughter, however, has fallen in love with Home Alone. I believe that's her Christmas story because she will watch it religiously back to back to back. But yeah, just like that. That and basketball.
Yeah, and then you were mentioning something about doing things during this holiday season that exerts energy that you know you want to do, and it takes a little bit more effort than normal, and that's having people over to your home.
Yes,
and you have to clean up and prepare and cook and everything, but it's so rewarding once people come and share in what you have to give during this time.
Yeah.
Once it's done, it's done. It's just getting there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What about, or I should say, I guess in the vein of having people over, if we were to have our whole family over, how many generations would there be?
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. One, two, at least four.
At least four.
At least four generations. Yeah.
It's funny when we're together and somebody says Miss Patterson and like five of us turn and say yes.
Yeah.
<And we're>
just... Exactly. That's true. That's
right. Took Kelly some getting used to.
Yeah. Yep. She that's true. Yeah.
Miss Patterson.
Well. Yep.
Yeah. And soon Michaela will be
a Miss Patterson.
A Miss Patterson.
Yeah.
So what about decorating?
Oh, sorry.
Michael, that's kind of your department. Mentioned you're into lights.
It's a bit strong to call it my department.
It's a department. It's a department
love lights.
For sure.
Yes. If anybody knows me, I light up everything that I possibly can. Car, he house.
Loves lights. Yeah.
Garage.
He loves lights.
Yeah, yeah. And the only time my wife lets me go full force is definitely on Christmas.
Well, you also light yourself up too. Like if you ever see Michael working on a project, he has a headlamp on and then he doesn't remember he has it on.
That's
and so he's
true.
Talking to you and his headlamp is like shining
right
off of his forehead into your eyes.
Guilty as charged.
And I got you lights last year.
You did, and
I got him gloves.
They were phenomenal
with light up fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So while he's working on like things like the car or whatever, like he's got little beams of light shooting out from his fingertips.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
They were a fantastic gift.
Thank
yes,
you.
They were. Yeah, I will tell you that. They did break, however.
Oh.
And they are currently in a box in the garage. pending my soldering some wires back together to get them back on track.
I mean, we could just replace them for this
Christmas. Was thinking that, too. Yeah, I was hoping we could do that. That's why I brought it up here. But, yeah, decorations, man, that's what it is for me. Absolutely, I dig it. We just recently purchased a home within the last 2 years. And it's like now I get to decorate, you know, and put the lights up like you want. Unfortunately, my neighbor has a little bit of history and a little bit of experience on me. So he, his house looks great.
Oh, so we have a little competition going?
But he doesn't know it. So so if you're listening, sir, got my eye on you. No, yeah, his house is very well done. And so, yeah, I'm a little competitive, and he just doesn't know it yet. So this year we got something for him.
Yeah. So real tree or fake one?
Fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Clean up.
Okay. Yeah.
Can use it again. Ain't got to buy a new one.
Yep.
I feel like I'm allergic, but I'm probably not. Yeah. And they're lighter.
I mean, it's nice to have that aroma, that fragrance when you walk into a home that have the real stuff.
No, we don't.
But over the years, I mean, we've had them, you know, in the past, but anymore, just give me the fake thing, and I'll do some air freshener with the fragrance. Yeah,
call it good. That's necessary, Mom.
Call it good.
Yeah.
Well, I represent the single population. I do not have kids to put gifts under the tree for.
Yes, you do.
Well,
your name,
I have
Michaela,
nieces
and
nephews.
And you do. We're looking forward, counting on it.
I should say in the home, and so I don't really make a big deal out of a tree. Last year I put my tree on the wall.
Yes,
and
did.
I was actually very excited about
yes,
it.
You
I
did.
Used garland, and I just, you know, strung it mm-hmm. in the shape of a tree. Mm. And then I put ornaments on it. I mean, it was pretty, it was amazing. I thought it was really original. And then when I Googled it, I saw like a million ways to yeah. do it even better than I did it. And yeah. I was like, okay, so
but
there's nothing new under the sun,
you
but
still
I rocked
for
it.
Doing it.
Well, yes, yeah.
Without Googling it first.
I killed it. It was beautiful. Yeah. I'll probably do the same thing again this year because I don't want a whole tree taking up a lot of space. But I do want something festive
in my
place.
They have trees
that
come in a suitcase and you just open them up and the tree pop up.
Oh.
You can do that.
I could do that.
Just pops. Okay. Sorry.
So, Michael, can
yes,
you talk a little bit about what you want to pass on to your children as a father? What's important to you about the holidays that how do you want them to feel? What do you want them to remember when they grow up about the holiday season? Just something along those lines.
Yeah, that's actually a fantastic question. And I would say more than anything else, I want them to remember the love, the fellowship that we have as a family. And when the family gets together, it's a great time. I don't know if you guys, of course, you guys remember last Thanksgiving at our house. Yeah, that was crazy
yeah.
fun, right? Like we had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And I want my kids to remember that as they get older, and also to be try to pass on to them that at Christmas time, although it's commercialized big time
right,
now, and
right.
they seem to force the whole gifts down your throat for the kids. They're just like, oh, I want this, I want that. I want them to get that it's a time to give, and that you do receive when you give, and that's not a cliche. It really is true that the gifts are not the presents themselves, dollar amount. That stuff doesn't really matter all that much. It's because it's really the spirit that in which it's given, and then the spirit in which you give. I mean, and so that's what I'd like them to get. That's why, like I said, we try to go and give of ourselves during this time. Instead of buying something, I'd like to take something from us instead of going and purchasing it, because, you know, and doing it that way. And I want them to really get that across that at Christmas time, well, it's good to get to get some good stuff, but think about others as well and give what you're blessed with. So,
Mom, what about you? Do you think that there were things that you wanted to impart to us when we were children that you would hope that we'd remember these days?
Yes, yes, of course. My answer would be similar to Michael's. As he said, it's so commercialized now, mm-hmm. and now probably more than ever. And that's not what it's really about. I would hope that over the years that you guys have realized from me, from your dad, from us as a family unit, that it's about giving and it's about loving and it's about peace and it's about hope and it's about family. Mm. It's about embracing. And I love what you said about, you know, entering into a new chapter, a new year, turning the page, looking intentionally to the future. And if you guys remember, and we haven't done it in a couple of years, but get ready for this year because it's coming back.
Did we do it last year? Yes, we did.
I ask all of us to share, where were we at this time last year, and what did we accomplish during this year, and what are we looking to for the new year? And you know, I want you guys to get that this is a life full of intention and full of hope and full of potential, full of possibilities. And whatever we didn't accomplish this year, we can roll it over again and start again to look at those same hopes, those same intentions, and go for it again, because it's possible. And if we continue to grab hold of it and run for it, it's eventually going to happen. So I like that tradition, and I hope that those things as that would funnel down to not only my children, but my children's children's and generations to come.
Nice. Thank you. I think that it has, you know, for me, I would say that what I remember about growing up and our family, being in our family around the holidays, is love. And like you said, our tradition of thinking about where we were last year and where we want to be next year. And that's something that I'm excited that we do and want to continue to do. I'm going to put you both on the spot a little bit and ask, what is the best gift you've ever given?
Okay.
And then the best gift you've ever received.
Best gift ever.
And while you think about it, okay, I'm gonna say one of mine.
Okay.
So we had this thing when we were growing up at a time when we didn't have a lot of money. And my parents, they gave us pictures of what they wanted to give us for Christmas. So,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you remember that?
Yes, we do. Oh. Window shopping.
So, and back then there were catalogs. So it was like the Sears catalog, JCPenney's catalog. And so they would tear out a page.
Well, we cut it out, Chris.
They cut out a page.
It's professional.
With a picture, yes, of what they wanted to give us. And then they wrapped it in a box and they gave it to us. And so we would... mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time it was the things that we were going to get after Christmas. So it's like, it's like they already had it on layaway, or it was going to go on sale after Christmas or something like that.
Exactly.
And so it was kind of like something to look forward to.
Yes.
So my mama
needed to feel validated and said, wait a minute. Okay, I didn't just give my kids pictures at Christmas.
But you
did follow through, and they did get those things.
Okay, I honestly don't remember getting them as well as...
Okay, I was trying to cover up, Christina. I don't know why. We're on the radio now.
Let me clarify. I didn't finish. I don't remember getting the gifts as well as I remember getting the picture of the gift.
Okay.
Like, that's what stands out in my mind.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure we got the gifts.
Okay. You got them.
Sure.
We got the gifts.
That's when they had layaway.
You don't know we got the gifts.
And we weren't going to get paid until the end of the month,
allow
Chris.
Allow me to confirm we did receive those gifts. We did. Sometimes it was a week, two weeks, maybe three, but we did receive it.
Yes.
Well, I love it. I have done that recently as a grown woman who can afford to buy gifts, but I still give pictures because I'm not great at ordering. I'm not like my mom. I don't order or look for gifts all year round. And so it'll be the last minute and I don't want to just run to Fred Meyer's and grab something. Right. So I'll see something online that's meaningful that I want to give and I'll be like, okay, let me like print out a picture of this and then gift it with a nice card and let them know it's actually in the mail. It's coming. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, so for you better or for worse.
You actually gave me a picture last year.
I did.
Me too.
And to my knowledge, I don't think that I've received it yet.
Me neither.
Is it still on layaway?
Correct. I have
that
my picture.
That was the rollaway
the
bag.
That was the rollaway bag.
They were out of stock.
They still out of stock, though?
I forgot.
They still out of stock?
Dang, I really opened up the can
of worms. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
Let's just go ahead and move on.
Moving on. I will say tradition. That my other favorite Christmas gift memory is when we, again, around the same time when we didn't have a lot of money growing up, and we didn't have a table, and our dad made a table.
He made
a table for us to eat
Christmas
dinner on, and I don't know what it was made of. I mean, it was wood, but he found some wood and some tools and some nails, and he actually, like, nailed together a table, and what we ate our meals on.
That's right.
And that was actually really special.
That was when we first moved to Juneau.
Yeah.
And we had no furniture.
Yep.
And he made one the night before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
And when we woke up the next day, it was in the house.
We had a table.
Yeah. We had a table.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have no idea.
Wow. I didn't realize you remember that. You were very young.
I was maybe
six.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember that at all.
Well, you were four.
Yeah.
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 Nope.
All right. So you guys, best gift.
Best gift.
Given or received.
This dead air here, I'll just jump right in.
Okay.
Given to my wife last year, or was it 2 years ago? No, it was like 2 years ago. 3 years ago, sorry.
Okay, all right.
And it was a ring.
Okay.
And not a wedding. We've been married for 7 years. But my wife is not one to wear a lot of jewelry. She's not flashy, and she doesn't like to do that. And so I saved and saved and saved and got her a very expensive ring. I won't put the price tag on it, but one that blew her away. And that's the best gift I've ever given by far, because she deserves it without question. And I knew that it was something she would never buy for herself. And she would be mad at me for purchasing it when she saw the price tag. So I was like, I can get my money. I'll do what I want. I love the fact. And every time I look at it, and she loves it.
Okay.
And every time I look at it, received. It's tough to talk about. But I don't know if you know of a company called Bevel. Any of our listeners, they make clippers for African American men's hair. It's coarse and curly. It's a phenomenal product. Clippers I received 2 Christmases ago. And it's tough for me to talk about because I don't have those clippers anymore. I only got to use them once.
You what?
I only got to use them one time.
What happened to them? Like, speed it a lot.
Okay, look, I don't. Okay, something happened. I don't know if they were stolen or if I lost them, but all I got is the head. because you can detach it from the body, and because you can change the clipper heads. And all I have is the clipper heads and the charger, but the body's been gone.
You'll find it when you move.
Nah, we won't.
Yeah.
Daddy tore the house apart. But, Dad, that was the best gift by far.
Our condolences.
Our condolences.
Thank you. That's fine. Finally, somebody said it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And so if anybody does see it, though.
Okay.
It's
Mom.
Oh, okay.
Best gift given, received.
The best gift given. Wow. I'll say this. I love giving personal gifts. I love knowing what people want and what they desire. And so I go try my best to fulfill those dreams for people, especially those very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say collectively, those are the best gifts that I've given probably to my closest loved ones.
I would say you are a phenomenal gift giver. Very thoughtful.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think very you need attentive. To nail her down to one, though, Christina. Yeah. I don't know. She's trying to.
No, yeah. I wouldn't nail it down to one.
No, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But.
Well, plus you're a gift. Mm. You are a gift to our family every single day.
I'm kissing.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Honey. So that's that answer. And what I've received, I'm a words person. And my best gifts, I would say over the years, is when someone put their heart in a card to me and I feel it. Mm. Those are the best gifts that comes to me. And I love presents. I love opening presents.
This is true, people.
But I like cards. I like reading what someone thinks of me and encouraging me. And, you know, now it hasn't always been that way. I think as I mature, I think our gift giving and gift receiving and those things that mean to us, it changes a little bit. So that's where I am in my life. Is the joy that I get from giving to those that's really close to me, knowing it's something that they really want, and then my receiving of cards and words of affirmation.
Okay.
What about you, Christina?
What about me? What?
What's?
Well, I said the best gift I've received.
Right.
I don't know about giving. I'm not as great as a gift giver.
Well, what pictures did you give?
As I'd like to. Sorry. B.
What pictures?
The best pictures of gifts I've given.
You should have a record of that.
We've moved past that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have.
I'd like to think that one of the best gifts I thought what I gave my mom was the Alaska Airlines lounge. Okay, she's giving me a look like that wasn't the best gift, but.
Didn't you get that from someone else?
Because my mom travels a lot, and I gifted her a year of the Alaska Airlines
absolutely
mile, or lounge.
Yes, she did.
Airport lounge.
Yes, she did.
Some lights. So.
Wonderful.
I got some finger lights.
Wonderful gift.
Anyway.
See, that's why it's not about the price tag, people. Okay, it's about the spirit in which it is given.
Yeah.
We start comparing.
Right. Yeah. As we wrap up here, I want to ask you both. What is it that you are hoping for as we head into the new year?
I hope that those that might be listening to us today and that may have already slipped into a space of depression, that maybe our laughter, the things that we share today would lift their spirits. Somebody might be listening that may be here alone, just moving here, don't have their family. And here we are talking about family and friends, and they're not in that zone, that there's hope. And I would even say if you're alone, you know, call somebody, call us, you know, and there's hope during this season. Don't bear this alone. There are many things that trigger people into going into, you know, left rather than right and into a depressed state. That's not what the holidays is about. But I know that these are real feelings that people have to work through. The holidays is more than that. And I would ask that if there's anybody listening today and they've slipped into or about to slip into it, please don't. There's love and there's hope out there and there's people that really care. So reach out.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Michael, anything you'd like to add to that?
As far as
we were just talking about hopes for heading into to the new year.
Of course. Mine are fairly simple. I just like to complete the home renovations on my house. That's all. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, when we bought it, we got a beautiful price. The Lord bless us. It needed a little work. I have a can-do spirit. Unfortunately, I don't have a can-do skill. And I found this out the hard way. So if there's anybody out there who knows how, I really oh, come on now. I got some stuff, but yeah, that's really it. I was really looking forward to getting those done, and we're finally getting close to that point. But yeah, that's right for the new year, man. I don't want to go into 2024, right? I know 23 is coming up, so by 23, we should be done.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm looking forward to, just taking care of the blessing God gave us.
Okay. And you, Ms. Patterson?
Oh, me.
More wall trees?
I'm going to say what I'm looking forward to in the coming year, a couple things. So, like, tangible things that I want to cross off the list. I'm looking forward to my Bali trip. Okay. I'm going to Bali.
All right.
Bali. I'm going to be there for several weeks, and I have been wanting to attend a silent retreat for a very long time, and I was going to do a 10-day silent retreat, meditation retreat.
Can you explain that for people who don't know what a silent retreat is, Christina?
Oh, sure. So a silent retreat is where you go to a facility. It's usually away in, like, the mountains or somewhere that's fairly remote. Yeah. And they have facilitators who guide you through meditations that you do in silence. And you're with people, it could be 10 to 40 people that are in the retreat, or maybe even more. But you're not allowed to speak to them at all during this retreat. So you stay there for the entire time. There's lodging, there's meals.
And for 10 days, you don't say a word.
You don't say a word. You do not speak. The one that I'm attending, you also don't write. You don't listen to music. You don't even have eye contact with anybody, even your roommate, if you're rooming with somebody, because eye contact is a form of communication.
Oh, that's solitary.
And so one of the many benefits of silent meditation retreats, so I've heard, I have yet to attend one, but I've heard that it really helps to bring inner peace, that a lot of things that people have battled with for years and even, their whole lifetime, they are able to resolve them because they actually get to go internally and process some things instead of being so externally stimulated.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm excited for you.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. You have been for a while, so it's great.
In the new year. So there's that trip. And then just as far as, like, the person that I want to be, I just, looking forward to just being somebody who's more timely. That's something that I want to accomplish in the new year. So, okay, well, we're going to end here. I want to thank my guest, Ms. Sherry Patterson, who is my mother, and Mr. Michael Patterson, who is my brother, for taking the time to speak with us today. It's always wonderful to be with you guys, and today was no different.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you
for having us. Absolutely.
This was fun.
All right. Well, this has been Culture Rich Conversations. I'm Christina Michelle, and we'll be right back.
Hansen Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha anikak, gunish cheese.
Welcome back to Culture Rich Conversations. I'm Christina Michelle. Today in Black History, we recognize Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Inc. This fraternity was on the campus of Howard University on November 17, 1911 in Washington, D.C. It was the first to be founded on the grounds of a historically Black college. Notable members of this fraternity include Michael Jordan, Steve Harvey, Langston Hughes, and Jesse Jackson. Again, I would like to thank our guests, Ms. Sherry Patterson and Michael Patterson, for joining us this afternoon and sharing how they're finding the joy in this holiday season. It is my hope that we've helped inspire and encourage you to get into the holiday mindset as we approach the upcoming holidays. December is just a couple weeks away, and there's still lots to celebrate and a number of festivities to see right here in Alaska's capital city. If you're looking for something fun to get into, you can start by visiting Santa Claus at Eagle Crest on Christmas Eve, where you can experience that amazing torchlight parade. It's also definitely worth it to take a trip to the Juneau Public Market to find those perfect last-minute gifts. Also, remember we were talking about the Governor's Mansion on December 13th at 5:30 p.m., where there will be refreshments shared and there will be live music. Finally, many Junoites take our Christmas decorating seriously, and so it's definitely worth it to get out and take a drive through downtown and experience the dazzling lights that Juno loves to put up every year. We appreciate our listeners for being here with us, and we look forward to hearing any feedback you may have. As this is our seventh episode of season three, we would very much like to hear from you, our listening audience, and answer any questions you may have about what you've heard so far. We may even do an entire episode before the end of the year just answering your burning questions. So whatever questions you do have, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at our email address, which is junobaa@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook by just searching junobaa. And if you would like to mail something to us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 33734. Today's show was produced by Natasha Boozer. We'll meet again next week, and in the meantime, may your life be blessed and flow with ease. I'm Christina Michelle, and this has been Culture Rich Conversations.
Culture Rich Conversations is made possible by a grant from the Social Justice Fund grant program of the Alaska Community Foundation.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
You're listening to Culture Rich. Culture Rich. Culture Rich.